Hello, thank you for calling customer support and remaining on the line. My name is Ashley. I'm a supervisor in our fraud department. Do you know the pleasure of speaking with today?
Carol Reagan.
All right, Ms. Reagan, I'm currently loading up some information that was transferred over to me. While I'm doing so, can I ask for your street address?
8014 Bayou Glen Drive, Alma, Arkansas.
I appreciate that. Allow me a moment to have this loaded for you. All right. So, Ms. Reagan, I appreciate your patience. What I'm viewing on this account is where on March 19th, I see you had been billed $7.95, which was a sweepstakes entry, a chance to enter and win a tablet.
I don't enter stuff like that either. So, and I've been in the hospital. I had surgery. So.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. I must have missed that small charge. I just happened to glance at it yesterday, and I seen a $56. And I think, oh, don't know. I didn't need no $56 stuff. So.
Gotcha. Yes, ma'am. I see that this $7.95 was submitted again. It was done on March 19th, and I see that it was most likely after like filling out some type of online survey where this offer would have been presented. I do see that this had led to a membership fee being billed at $56.95 for the Online Direct Savings Club. Now, the email that was used for the order is cragan142@yahoo.com.
Yeah, that's my email, yeah.
Okay. Back on March 19th, when the order was placed, there was also a phone number used of 479-420-1854.
That's not my cell phone number.
That's not. By any chance, do you know whose number that is?
No, I do not.
You don't? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, to explain a little more, Ms. Reagan, we're happy to assist with a claim of fraud. I would have to explain what we rely on is working with your local authority, sharing the IP address that was linked to the device used that submitted the online order. And the person on the receiving end of that trace does receive notification we've started fraud proceedings. So I was just, you know, ensuring it wouldn't lead back to you or anybody else in your household.
Well, there's nobody. There's just me, my husband, and my son. And my son's got his own phone and stuff. So he's totally different. So.
Gotcha. Our investigation would be completed within about 24 hours. These credits would be pending upon the investigation. Would you want to go ahead and proceed and file fraud?
I could either do that or have the bank do it.
Gotcha. I'm happy to do so while I have you on the line. It would only take me a few seconds longer to get everything filed for you. And in a moment, I'll provide you with the confirmation number, okay?
Okay.
And I'm about halfway done. I appreciate your patience.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Reagan, thank you again. Just to let you know, I finished everything up. You would expect the credits to post within the next 3 to 5 business days. And I'm just waiting for this confirmation number to come up for you.
Okay.
Screwed up. Are you mad at me? My brother.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. This number would be 7092 8698
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
7092058698
That's right. Okay. Okay, I got it. All righty, I got that down.
All right. Was there anything else I'd be able to take a look at or help out with today?
No, not that I know of. I hope not, anyway.
Yes, ma'am. Well, just be on the lookout for those credits within the next 3 to 5 business days and to confirm everything here is canceled, okay?
Okay, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling customer support.